Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Brand new car, wedding rings, a new home, the joy it brings. Vacation time, everything and anything. Fix your business quick, quick, quick. Make it happen, Republic. Expand and get it done, everything and anything. Republic is everything. Whoa, everything and anything. Whoa.
Reduce rates, cashback, specials on vehicles, and so much more. Get everything and anything you want with Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two, pick two.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, Danny and Leah visited Rachel, who told them that Sydney was very happy about becoming a father and that the baby might change his abusive behavior. But Danny was not too sure. Sydney called and told Rachel he would be coming home in an hour, and she told them they would have to leave shortly. Later, Danny suggested to Leah that they should have a child, but she told him to wait another 2 years, which upset him. As we return, Kateri is calling Annie.
Annie?
Yes, Mommy?
Come, please.
Yes, Mommy.
Look, I made some more tea for you to help with the bleeding and pain.
Oh.
Drink it.
I don't really feel any better since I've been drinking it.
Sometimes these things take a time to work. Because of your age, you can just be having an on and off periods. Young girls is like that.
But for so long, Mommy?
I'm not a doctor, Annie. I'm just going by what I know.
Okay.
Come drink the tea. Today I have a day off from the shop.
Why?
I wake up not feeling so well. I think I work too much.
I hope you feel better.
It's alright. I'm feeling much better now.
Okay.
We can spend some time today together.
That would be nice.
Annie, I've been looking at you.
Hmm?
I know that you're worried about this bleeding and pain, but I want to know if anything else is bothering you. You can tell me.
I'm just worried.
Worried about what?
You and Daddy work so hard to take care of us. I know we are poor and you try your best.
We might be poor, Annie, but me and your father are happy. And we want our children to be happy also. Are you happy, Annie?
No.
Why?
Because.
What is it, Annie? Tell me. Inside. Hello. Inside.
Miss Myrtle?
Oh, hi, June. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry if I took so long to come to the door.
It's okay. I know it's kind of early, but I was trying to beat the hot morning sun.
James and I just rolled out of bed, but it's okay. Come on in.
Good morning, James.
Ah, morning, Miss Mortal. How are you doing?
Trying. I really don't mean to impose, but I need some advice.
What's going on?
I'm so worried about Catalina.
Oh my. She's still acting strange.
It's getting worse every day and I am so worried. I am fearful that my niece will end up walking aimlessly on the streets or something.
Oh no. That's not good.
You really think it could reach to that point?
I'm hoping not. But I have never seen Catalina like this.
All because things didn't work out with Morris?
I think it's deeper than that. She's in a dark place. And I don't know how to help her anymore. The other night, I heard her crying in her room. Every time I ask if she's okay, she swears that she's fine.
This is serious. Has she been neglecting herself? Eating little or eating too much?
She hasn't been eating, June. She's losing weight.
Wow.
Catalina is dressing anyhow the few times she goes out of the house. She hasn't been even going to her salon. You know my niece. Always well put together. Makeup done. Hair well styled. Smelling nice. Now, I can't tell the last day Catalina fixed up her hair or put on some makeup. It's like she doesn't care anymore.
My.
She might be suffering from depression.
Annie, you don't think that what me and your father give you is enough?
No, it's not that, Mommy.
So why are you not happy?
I just wish I could go back to school.
I told you already. We are going to work on that. I want you to get an education and I want the best for you.
Okay, Mommy.
But for now, I just want you to be content with what we have. You have a loving family. Me and your father, your brothers and sisters, your Uncle Joseph, your grandparents.
Mommy.
Yes, Annie.
I don't want to go over to Uncle Joseph's house to help him again.
Why?
Because he gives me too much work to do. And I still have to do more work when I come back home.
So you just want to be lazy?
No, Mommy. It's not that.
You must just be kind, Annie.
I know. But
your uncle has a bad back. You can't really do much bending and lifting because of it. He's a kind man and would do anything for us. Whenever he gives to me and your father to help us.
Okay.
He used to be working in the back dam, in the mining camp, and this is how he gets injured.
Okay.
Listen, Annie. When you do good deeds will follow you. Help your uncle when he needs help. You never know when in life you will need someone to help you.
Okay, Mommy.
Things are going to get better for us, okay?
June, I suspect Catalina might be suffering from some kind of depression indeed. Even the children can't get through to her. Look, the other day, she shouted at Denzel for simply asking if she was okay.
Does she want to get help though?
James, she claims she's fine. I'm hoping that she just snaps out of it soon and everything will be back to normal.
Most likely, that's not going to happen like that. She needs to speak to someone. Depression is a serious thing. And often it is not taken seriously.
But we don't know that it's depression.
Whatever the case, it is obvious that she's going through something. People don't like talking about mental health in this country or seeking help.
That is a culture we need to change.
Yes, because people are suffering in silence.
I just want her to be okay. I know she should have never married to Maurice.
But he seems to be doing fine though. I saw him the other day.
Oh yes, he He's fine.
That's the thing. Men seem to bounce back easily from failed marriages and relationships. While many women take years to get over the hurt and the pain.
Actually, we guys often take longer to come to terms with a breakup than women. It just doesn't seem that way because we often act like we're okay and happy to be free and start going out and hooking up. We want to appear strong.
An ego thing.
I guess. Miss Mordrew, why don't they try to work it out?
Catalina doesn't want to.
But it sounds like she's grieving.
I will never encourage any woman to get into a marriage with a man she can't trust. It's obvious Maurice can't be trusted.
I don't know what else to do.
There's a mental health unit. Or I can recommend a psychologist for her, but she must want the help.
Please do whatever you can to help. I need my niece to come back to her right senses.
Yes, as a community, we need to look out for each other.
So true.
I never thought I would see Catalina like this.
Okay, Miss Martel, don't cry. We will get her the help she needs.
Yes, we all will pitch in.
I just want her to be okay. I just want her to be okay.
Mommy?
Yes, honey?
You ever had what I'm getting?
With the pain and the bleeding?
Yes.
I used to have pains when I had my period, but I don't get it anymore. I still have my period, but no pain. Maybe because I have 6 children.
Oh.
One day it will be the same for you.
Your pee ever burns?
Pee burning? No, not really.
Oh.
Your pee burns?
Sometimes.
That's really funny.
We should find out why.
Yes, I don't think your pee should be burning.
Can we go to the hospital? Please?
Listen, if the tea doesn't work, I will take you. For now, continue to drink the tea. Sometimes our medicines might take a while to work, but they will do the work.
Okay, Mommy.
Come on, we have to wash some clothes today. Next week, your little brothers and sisters have to go to school.
I wish I was going.
I wish the secondary school was closer. But I promise, we will work out something so you can go.
Okay, Mommy.
Come on. Time to wash.
I hope this woman picks up.
Hello?
Catalina. Hi, it's James.
Yes.
I just finished exercising at the ground and I thought I'd give you a call. Check up on you.
That's nice of you.
So, how are you doing? Is everything okay?
Why, everything won't be okay.
I didn't mean it like that. I mean, I hardly see you these days and...
What do you want to see me for, James?
No. I didn't mean it like that. But you know... You got a lot of people worried about you.
People need to mind their own business. I'm fine.
You sure about that?
Yes, James, I'm fine.
Look. Your Aunt Mordrew visited June and me this morning.
For what?
She's worried about you.
But I told my aunt I'm fine.
Okay. I don't mean to cause any problems.
Look, I don't want anybody to bother me. What is wrong with that?
I understand that sometimes we want to be left alone. But I know Myrtle wouldn't be so worried if it wasn't something.
So like you and she won't diagnose me. Look, James, don't call me back. You hear what I said? I want everybody to leave me alone. Leave me alone!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.